Okay, this is my first podcast, and wow. Okay, but I got some shit to talk about. Some like major shit that I've been meaning to like get off of my chest at the moment, because I don't know. It's just I've been like going through it. I just been going through it. And how I've been going through it? I'm fucking horny. I'm horny as fuck. I need to lose my virginity. What a way to start it off when we're 59. Oh, we're a minute in. I'm horny as fuck. Not in a someone come do me now. You know, not that kind of horny. I'm just like, I'm ready to just get it over with. Yeah, because believe it or not, I'm a virgin. Most of the people who are probably listening to this are probably from my Instagram, but like, yeah, I'm a virgin. I never kissed nobody, touched nobody. You know, I rarely hug. It depends on who I hug, though. But as far as it go, I rarely do anything with anybody. And people are like, oh, you're a virgin? Yeah, I'm a virgin, so what? Yeah, most people get the idea that, you know, I be doing things. You know, because like when you look at me, you're like, oh, he for sure does some things. You know, he looks like he's been around. You know, he looks like he, you know, like, yeah, just from my impression, just off of first impression, you would think I do things. Well, I really don't. No one, I mean, in to say this on this part, I also like don't get a lot of attraction, if you know what I mean. Like, when I mean attraction, I mean like people hitting me up, whether it be like someone DMing me, someone sliding in to my messages saying what's up on Snapchat. Like, no, I don't get none of that. I try dating apps, but you know where that leads to. People just want sex, and I wasn't just gonna give my virginity to anybody. And you know, this is the first episode, by the way. The first episode, I'm gonna be talking about how I have a problem with trying to find the right person to like give my virginity to. My second episode will be literally about people who are like making me feel some kind of way deep down, and friends. It's mostly about friends that's making me feel some I can't talk. It's mostly about friends that's making me feel some kind of way deep down. I love them to death. It's just certain actions and certain things that they do. It just like, it just makes me like sad or depressed, or like I don't really get angry for a lot of things. You know, I wouldn't say angry. I would just say like I feel left out, or I feel like I don't hold a place in their friendship anymore, because I feel like most of my friends, I'm either growing away from them or you know, yeah. But that's for the second episode. Now let's get into the whole conversation. You know, we've been in the conversation. You know, I just kind of tracked off for a bit, but I'm having a hard time trying to find out if I can just give my virginity to anybody, because I wouldn't say people are dirty, but I wouldn't trust myself to just give it to someone who I won't talk to ever again. Like, I couldn't stand behind the one night stand kind of shit. Cause, you know, what's the point? Like, sex is very, very emotional to me, because, like, you're letting someone in and you're letting them do things with you and you're doing things to them, and you know, you're experiencing feelings, you're touching one another. You know, sex is very, very emotional to me. And my friend, you know, sorry, Allison, but my friend Allison, she was like, yeah, I had to get used to that one night stand kind of shit, or the fact that they might not talk to me ever again. I was like, how could you get used to that? You know? And I just think about, like, how could I get used to, like, that one night stand kind of shit? Because that's what everybody does nowadays. They, like, fuck each other, they go on their way, they never talk to you. It's awkward when you actually talk to them or when you see them in person. It's like, whoa. Yeah, hey, hi, how are you? Like, shit like that. Like, I couldn't do it. If I lose my virginity, I'm going to lose it to someone that I will still have somewhat of a friendship or relationship with. Yeah, I don't mind losing it to a friend. You know, if I have to lose my virginity to a friend, I would be okay with it. You know? But it's either they're a friend or there's someone I'm with. You know, either way, if we break up, we break up. You know, shit like that. At least I lost it to someone that I was with, you know, and that I can call an ex, or someone that I could say, yeah, I was in a relationship with them, you know, stuff like that. I don't want it to lose it to someone I meet on fucking Tinder or Instagram or Snapchat. That's just, no. We can't do that. And yeah, and I don't know how you guys would feel about it. You guys would probably be like, oh, I don't care, I'm just here to get my nut in. Shit like that. Like, people, that's how it really be nowadays. And you know what? Props up to you. Because you can do shit that I couldn't. Because I really couldn't do it. I couldn't. And another thing. Why do I feel like people are getting so cocky? Because, like, they hit me up expecting me to be like, oh, yeah, you can come, you know, we can do things. You know, they expect me to be down with it. Then when I turn them down, it's like, well, fuck you then, bitch. And I'm like, I feel offended. Like, the fact that I don't want to do things with you, and the fact that you gotta, like, call me out my name and do all this extra shit, it's just, like, extra as fuck. And it be, like, the main dudes that be doing shit like that. And I don't know, I don't do that shit. Like, that shit be making me so fucking mad. And they get all pissy, be like, well, if you ain't here to, you know, help me bust this nut, then I don't know what to tell you. I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you because I'm not about to do that shit. You know, I can't. And it be the most ugliest dudes. I swear to God, it be the most ugliest. Like, breath probably stinking shit. Like, shit like that. It be them kind of dudes that be sliding up in my DMs, in my Snapchat message, on Tinder, everything. It be the main dudes that be thinking that they have the audacity to text me being some, you know, you trying to meet up? Not even a, hey, how are you? What you into? What do you like? we can't even share the same interests. You know, it'd be them kind of dudes. And I can't stand it. And you know what? Not going to lie. So, you know, just to look past all that, it's not just the ugly dudes. It's the people who are, you know, it's sometimes the people who are actually my type. Yeah, I have a type. I have a type. I'm going to tell you my type later. But I have a type. And, you know, I mean, well, it's not as bad. Because, you know, I break the silence. I'm, you know, I'm like, you know, putting the moves in, you know, trying to meet up. You know, hang out, nothing sexual. Because I be like breaking the ice and be like, no, we ain't doing nothing sexual. Because I'm not going to fuck you the first time I see you. You know, but, you know, I be like, hey, what's up? What you doing? You like anime and shit? You like anime? Like, I'm a fucking weeb, I swear. But I be putting the moves in. Trying to shoot my shot the best way I can, even though I'm not good at flirting. What could I do? You know, I'm not a very sexual person, and I'm not a very touchy-feely kind of person, and I'm not good with words either. So, like, but yeah, I try to like, you know, break the ice. I be the first one talking, and you know, they be all cool. They be like, oh, chill with it. They be like, oh, cool, cool, cool. I like that. I do that too. Yeah. But when you trying to meet up, I mean, trust me, if I was more naive, I probably would have fell for it, you know? And if it wasn't Corona, I probably would have gone over there. But I'm not that. And plus, even if it wasn't Corona, I still wouldn't go over there. I would probably like meet up at a public place or something, like the fucking mall or some shit. But they'd be all chill with it. They'd be, you know, smooth with it. And I'd be like, well, can you, you know, just get to know me first, or try to get to know me better? No, I ain't got time for that. Sorry, bye. And I'm okay with it. You know, like, I'm in their way. I'm wasting their time. So, fuck it. Just keep it going. You know, I'm not the only pretty face. And, you know what? I just want, you know, if I'm just going to lose my virginity, I want it to be somewhat, I'm not saying special, but I just want one good thing out of it, you know, one good fucking thing out of it. But that's besides the point. I know what you guys want to hear. What is my type? My type. Okay. I like black people. Yeah, I would date an Asian, but I can't date Mexicans, white people, Caucasians, better way to put it. I don't want to be racist. I love all my races. I love, you know, because I have all kinds of friends from each shade of color, race, and everything. But I really don't. I can only find myself attracted to black people. I tried, okay? And it's just, I couldn't. I always find myself lurking with black people. And you know what? That's just my preference, you know? I mean, hell, it depends on how they treat me at the end of the day. You know, because I like Asians black people, you know. Yeah, let me put it in order. If I were to put it in order, it would be black people, then Asian, then probably Mexicans. I'm saying probably because it's probably a tie for third place when it comes to Mexicans and white people. And I let's be honest, I can never see myself with Arabian. I don't want to be racist. I can never see myself with the Pakistani, Arabian, Middle Eastern dude. Yeah. Oh my god, this, damn, this is so fucked up. I have all friends. I'm not racist. I'm just saying what I want. And plus, I like dark skin. Light skins, they cool and all, but like, I like dark. I like dark skins. And a little bit of light skins and some brown skin. I just love black people. I love black people. I could go on and on and on, but that's not what this episode is about. And I like the masculine. I can't date someone slim and wiggly and malnourished. I can't. I like masculine and black masculine. And okay, this is real quiet, but I kind of find myself attracted to thugs. Oh my fucking god. Okay. Either way. Fuck. I cannot take myself serious. But this is just a 25-minute rant. So we got 17 minutes. 17 minutes. We're at 17 minutes. So yeah, that is my type. And same way for Asians, but besides all that, different shades of black. I just like masculine. I like muscles. I love muscles. But you know what? If you're skinny, it's okay. You know, cause you know I work out. You know, I love to walk. I love to run. So you know, I want someone to do that with me. But, and I love anime, so I need someone to watch that with me, too. But that's my type. They gotta like anime. They have to like anime. If you don't like anime, I'm kicking you to the curb. And that's just a period. I don't care how good looking you are. I'm kicking you to the curb. Nothing more, nothing less. If you don't like anime, don't talk to me. Period. Man, I'm so picky. But hey, not to say I can't, you know, I can for sure get my type. It's just they want things that I don't want to do. They want to do things I don't want to do. And you know what? That has been said. That has all been said. Man, niggas. Oh, ooh. I didn't mean to say that. It's just something about niggas. I swear, it's just something about niggas. But I didn't say that. I'm gonna edit that out. But I just want the right one. You know what I mean? I just want the right one. I really can't. I know I could settle for less, bring my standards down. But I want to keep going. You know, I want to keep going until I hit a wall. Until something happens to the point where it knocks me back to reality. And I'm just like, whoa. This isn't going to work. I just want something to work. I want my, you know, I just want things to work, you know. And it's hard. And plus, I get turned down because I'm brown-skinned or black, I don't know, or light-skinned, I don't know. But that's by Asians. They turn me down. But I get a traffic load of black people on my line, you know, being like, what's up? What's up? What you doing? You know? And not to say, shit, I love it. But I kind of want to try an Asian. But let's be honest, Asians don't like me. So, yeah. But I'll keep going until I hit that brick wall as hard as I fucking can. But, yeah. But, honestly, if I don't lose my virginity this year, I'm most likely just gonna stop trying. You know, stop trying to lose my virginity and turn my life to Christ. And probably become some Catholic weirdo or some shit and be like, my virginity is my life kind of shit, you know. I might do that. Fuck it, I might be like that. My virginity is my soul, don't touch me there, that is my no-no square, shit like that. I might turn to the Lord of Christ. It's like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna keep trying until I say fuck it, then just give it to anybody. Oh, and if you do just decided, you know, to give it to anybody, make sure you clean yourself. Make sure you prepare. Make sure you buy what you need. And make sure you wear protection. And, you know, make sure you take pills that help you get protected. Like PrEP or, you know, some kind of disease, pregnancy preventing, you know. Yeah, just try to protect yourself because people are fucking nasty. And yeah, we're almost done with our rants. I enjoy this. It's like a diary, but I share it with the world. But you know, I'm so happy to be making this podcast because I have so much pent-up emotions. Just wait for tomorrow because tomorrow I have some shit to just say about certain people, you know. Not beef. I don't have beef. These are good friends of mine. It's just right now, you know, we already talked about it. But, yeah. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about friends. Not in a bad way, just how they're making me feel deep down. And, yeah, I just need, you know, I just need some, yeah, I'm not gonna say the word. But, I'm ready to lose this virginity card. Virginity card. I'm ready to lose my virginity. I'm not going to give it to anybody. I want them to get to know me first. But I'm ready. I'm praying every night to my Lord and Savior that I lose my virginity to someone I know or someone who I can keep a relationship with or someone I can be with. You know. Making sure my cards fall into place and I get somewhere with this. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for getting on my podcast. I am very thankful that you listened all the way. If you did, you did. If you didn't, you didn't. It's okay. You know, podcasts aren't for everybody. But thank you. I will be on this bitch tomorrow. Ooh, I cussed again. Fuck. I will be on there. Oh my God. I will be on my podcast tomorrow. So tune in. Thank you and goodbye. Love you. Bye.